This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
This is the Family Show. Liam, Robbie and Joe with our motivational man Andrew Griffiths on the radio this morning. We're talking about respect, how to respect yourself and just why it's so important. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, team. How are you going today?
Really well. I mean, they say respect is a powerful word. What do we mean by that? Why is it so important?
Well, I think that it's vital these days that we have respect for ourselves and respect for other people, and the two kind of go hand in hand. I saw a great sign in the US a while back, and it was that self-worth is more important than net worth, and I think that kind of really just sums it up perfectly. And, you know, people that have self-respect, I think, tend to have a more rich and rewarding life. They get more done. It just kind of rubs off in everything that they do. So, and at times I think we can lose self-respect if we're not careful, and that shows as well.
What do you mean? What's the difference between, say, self-respect and just having confidence? Or are they intertwined?
I think they're intertwined, actually. I think that they show, but then again, I think that confidence, there's some people that can have confidence, often too much confidence, but they can be confident, which is a great thing, but I think there is a fine line. Self-respect is more about maybe not really needing to show that you're confident as much, or I think perhaps it's you're more in check with your ego. You just kind of, you know, you respect yourself in physically, emotionally, all of those kind of categories, and it just kind of rubs off and show on those around you as well. I think people that have a healthy self-respect for themselves tend to have a healthy self-respect for others, and they tend to be the kind of good people, I think.
Man, isn't it like a cultural thing, like a real Aussie thing to put yourself down? And, you know, you mightn't always mean it, but you're always the first to take the mickey out of yourself.
And you're right. It is such an Australian thing, isn't it? And with other people as well. We all know the people we like the best are the people we give the hardest time to. And it's just that part of that fun Australian jibe type thing, which we all love and we all kind of play with. Hard for people from other places to understand. My wife is from America and she just doesn't understand it at all. She said, why are you being so hard on that person? He's your friend. And you're going, yeah, he's my best friend,
yeah.
That's right. You treat him like dirt. But I think there's a wonderful difference between that side of things in the Aussie culture and actually that self-respect that we have. And I think that self-respect, it shows itself in those people that have it. And we can all kind of, we can develop our own self-respect and also our respect for others.
How do we start respecting ourselves? I mean, is it something that you even know that you're not doing? I mean, it's so important to love yourself first, but how do you even know if you're not doing that, and where do we start?
Well, and that's a great, you know, great question as well. And I think that it comes out in things like appearance. You know, are we taking care of how we look? Are we, and I'm not just talking about being superficial, but taking respect in just little things, you know, taking a few extra minutes to just iron your clothes, do your hair, whatever it might be, just groom yourself well is a very good sign of someone who respects themselves. How we treat our body, what we eat, what we drink. If you're going through a period of perhaps lack of self-respect, you tend to abuse your body more, maybe not eat good food, smoke, drink, whatever it might be that is tends to be not as self-respectful. I think learning how to say no to other people that are putting demands on you that are not realistic or unfair in some way. I think that it doesn't mean that you're being difficult. It doesn't mean that any of that kind of stuff. It just means that you know when to say no. And I think that that's an important aspect of it. I think spending less time looking for your own faults. So many of us are, you know, oh God, we're terrible at this and we're not good at this and I don't do this well and I'm not. All of that is about fault finding as opposed to perhaps appreciating what's great about us as individuals, the things we do really well. Make up a list of the things that you're good at, the things that you really like about yourself, as opposed to the things that you're not good at or you don't like about yourself or, you know, you even hate yourself. And last but not least is celebrate your successes and victories. I think that all helps to build our self-respect. And the more self-respect you have for yourself, the more you're going to respect others automatically.
It starts with a compliment. I'm looking at myself in the reflection of the mirror. Geez, you look good in that jumper. Your eyes are starting to pop.
That's called delusion.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound good when you say it out loud,
no,
mate.
No, especially on the radio.
We know what you mean. Would have sounded a whole lot better if you had said it, Robbie. And even if Robbie was telling him my eyes pop, it wouldn't have sounded good full stop. So.
If Robbie said it, it would have sounded weird.
How to respect yourself. We work on that one. He's our motivational man, Andrew Griffiths. Nice chat, mate. Appreciate that one. Have a good day.
Thanks, Yeah, thanks. You guys too, hey?
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.